You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. One of the toughest challenges for any parent is helping a young child face and overcome a certain fear or phobia, whether it's a fear of the dark, being scared of heights, or having a fear of water. It's never been easy or fun for a little one to conquer a big fear. Scottsdale, Arizona husband and wife team Leslie and Brian Miller have recently become authors and publishers of a new series of educational and entertaining children's books that seek to make fear-facing in childhood much more enjoyable. Watch with business partners Mike Pitstick and Kurt Meredith of Chicago. Their new small press publishing company is called Phobie Friends, with the word Phobie being a more child-friendly version of phobia. The slogan on the back of every book is Finding Fun in Facing Your Fears. With us today is Brian Miller, creator of Phobie Friends. Brian, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. So tell me, what is exactly Phobie Friends? Certainly is interesting what you've created here.
Phobie Friends is a children's brand themed around children's fears, as you explained in that introduction. We have a series of children's books that each correspond with a plush animal that is used for counseling or just for entertainment purposes. So we try to attack children's fears with a little bit of fun, but primarily with a message of self-confidence, self-efficacy, and some methods to help children face fears on their own and make them a little bit more confident as they move forward in life. Our goal was to create a tool set that could be used by parents, counselors, or educators to help open up a conversation and a dialogue to kids about their stressors or their anxieties. And then primarily we wanted to make sure that we were just plain fun. So at the end of the day, we wanted to use some brilliant colors, some fun language, and make sure that everybody was enjoying it from an entertainment perspective as well.
So what inspired you to write your first children's book?
Well, the original idea for Phobie Friends came from my business partner, Mike Pitstick. He's been sitting on it for about 10 years, having to do with some of his childhood experiences. And when he approached me about getting involved in the project, we didn't really have any intention of writing. But my wife and I, unbeknownst to my partners, have always written for fun. We enjoy poetry and are great fans of children's books. With our own children being 5 and 9, we have a lot of exposure to the industry. And we decided one weekend to just kind of give it a shot and see what we could put together, see how well it fit our message, and see what kind of response we could get. And from those initial 15 or 20 verses we put together, we were able to write 3 more books. A fourth one is being illustrated right now, and we have plans for 5 or 6 more over the next 2 years. And then kind of an infinite resource of fears and anxieties that seem to keep popping up in the world. So we should be able to keep putting out new and relevant content for the near future.
If you would, please describe the first 3 books in your series.
Sure. Our first book is Did My Owl Just Growl? And it faces the really common fear of the dark. For children, the fear of the dark, it comes in many forms. It can be the boogeyman, it can be shadows, it can be noises, it can be related to a TV show they watched earlier in the night. So we tried to encompass a little bit of all of those things, again, primarily as a launching pad for good conversations for parents to have with their kids at bedtime. Second book is Climb the Monkey Bars, That's Bananas, and it faces a fear of heights. Uses a really beautiful purple gorilla that does everything from to yoga and dancing in a tutu to face his own fears as he's climbing as a child, and is able to relate those stories and how he worked through it to the child in the book. Our third story is Hold Your Seahorses, Water's the Worst, and it obviously faces a fear of water. Fear of water is another one of those really dynamic fears that some children are afraid to have water splashed in their face or to go underwater in the bath. Others are afraid of lakes, swimming pool, ocean. It's not a consistent fear across the board. So we chose to use a beach environment, something that was fun and beautifully colorful, and address water and kind of what goes on underneath and how much fun it can be for the creatures that are there and for us to enjoy it as humans.
Very creative, without a question. Today we're joined by Brian Miller, creator of Phoby Friends, a new small press publishing company, with the word Phoby being a more child-friendly version of phobia, here on Enterprise Radio, part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Brian, do you feel the books come from practical advice you've given your own children?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the overriding theme in all of this is that it's the same fears that we face as adults and the same methods to overcome it. We've told ourselves, you know, so many times that as you're facing a situation, whether it's public speaking or skydiving, to just slow down, take a breath, use your logic, you know, use all those tools that you have to calm yourself and to move forward. And it's funny that so often we end up, and I found this with myself to be especially true, losing patience with a child as they're dealing with a fear. And you forget how real that fear and anxiety is to a child. If they're feeling it, whether it's logical or not, it's affecting them, and it's causing them a significant amount of anxiety. So using those same things that we tell ourselves when we face it, go back and remind them that it's okay to take your time. Fear is a natural element. It's something that helps to protect us. It kind of embracing your fear so that you know when to be careful, when to be cautious, but also not letting it control you so that you're able to use your logic, to use a plan, and to overcome it. Absolutely. Our stories are directly related to what we've gone through with our own children. Same thing with our business partners, Mike and Kurt, what they've seen with their kids and their grandkids. And I think it's just it's very relevant information to help remind parents that it is real, that kids feel it on a very specific level, and it's directly related to how well they sleep, how well they eat, and how they perform in any given day.
What would be some advice you could give to the listener who may be wanting to write a children's book but aren't sure how to start it out?
There is no better way than to just jump in. What we've been told over and over again as we've looked at publishers, looked at illustrators, looked at sales avenues for a book, is that if you have a good product, then you'll find a market for it. If you want to write, but you haven't developed it, if you just have the idea, but you haven't written the story, it's really hard to break down barriers. So there's nothing that's better than just jumping into it and creating a fantastic product, and then go it out and share it. Be your biggest advocate, and just like you would in app development or any other form of entrepreneurship, you've got to get out there and yell about yourself. You know, tell the world what you've got, and let them judge how great it is, and doors seem to open.
So, Brian, where do you see Phoby Friends a year from now?
Well, we're working on books 5 and 6 right now, and this was our primary goal. We wanted to become a brand that was recognized as a resource for parents, educators, counselors, for educating children, working through their fears, and again, for having fun. So getting through the 6th book allows us to kind of hit our first group of major issues and expand on a little bit. We want to make sure that we're staying relevant as we age and keeping a hold of the readers that we get that are 4 and 5 and making sure we're providing new material for them. But since we believe that the conquering of fears, or at least the facing of fears, is such an important part of childhood development, we want to make sure that our brand expands and begins to include materials for the 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds and a little bit older group, especially as they get into the bullying and peer pressure and some of the more significant threats that are going on with our junior high and high school children. So we'd really like to evolve into a good resource. We've put together an advisory council that just a couple of professionals in the area with counseling or education degrees, PhDs and MEDs, Masters in Education, and are looking to them to help us address, you know, what's the really relevant material to cover? Where can we really be effective? What provides, that great launching pad for conversation so that if one book doesn't speak to a child, maybe another one does, and a counselor or teacher is able to use it in a different way. So we're really focusing on remaining a premium brand and expanding our influence so that we can be recognized as more of a resource in the child development sector.
I think you're really onto something there. There's such a need in that area, and exciting to see that you're looking to take that on here in the near future. Now, if you would, tell us, where can people go to purchase your books and get more information?
Well, right now, our first 3 books are available on our website, phobiafriends.com, as well as a significant amount of information about Phoby Friends, the company, and what we're hoping to accomplish. We are also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and Books a Million and a couple other websites. So you can find us directly if you already have accounts set up and are a frequenter of those establishments. We are in a couple of specialized children's stores in the Scottsdale and Phoenix area and are expanding that group right now to incorporate a lot of the independent toy and bookstores. But that's going to be coming over the next 6 months, where you'll be able to find us in hardback form at your nearest bookstore.
Really been good to have had you. He is Brian Miller, creator of Phobie Friends, a new small press publishing company with the word Phobie being a more child-friendly version of phobia. The slogan on the back of every book is finding fun and facing your fears. And the website of reference once again is PhobieFriends.com. Brian, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and your company.
Thank you very much, Eric, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.